What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 4th of July. May the 4th of July be with you. No, it's not July. It's August. What am I talking about? It's Thursday, the 4th of August. I'm going to leave that in just to show you how unprofessional this podcast is. But it's on the fly again, and we've got a very short episode today, probably. One, because of the stories, because I haven't got much to tell you. And two, because the battery's going to run out on my camera. So this is being recorded on my camera. So if you're not listening on the, if you're listening on the podcast, yes, it's recorded on the camera and the video is on YouTube. I've said it again. I tried to say it in a different way there because some people are going to get bored of me saying that, I'm sure. I'm bored of me saying it. But, you know, it's for me to plug it. So unfortunately, I've got to be, I'm also the salesman, I'm the advertiser, I'm the cameraman, I'm the newsreader, I'm the comedian. That one very acquired ear. And I'm also the entertaining and, what's it called? Oh, I can't think of another word for me now. interesting. There you go. I'm going to leave it with interesting. For some of you, you're thinking, what is he, who the fuck's he think he is? I've told you, I've got to sell the podcast. Not going to make any money on it otherwise. Anyway, let's move on to what's going on. The hairstyle. Oh, your hairstyle. Think about hairstyle. My hairstyle's, I'm sweating. So I've just ran in and the fucking it's really warm in here. So I'm breaking the fourth wall for you. The hairstyle, your hairstyle can speak volumes about your diet, apparently. So if they can pluck a piece of your hair, it sounds like DNA in that, isn't it? But they can pluck a piece of your hair and tell you what your diet's like, whether you're vegetarian, whether you're this, that and the other. And it's always got like things like they can check your carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, sulfur, nitrogen. They can find that all in your hair. Probably find kebab grease as well. I'm sure there's plenty of hairstyles I can look at walking down the high street and think, yeah, that cunt don't eat fucking very much, don't eat very healthy. Why did I call him that? I usually reserve that for people who really are cunts. I take that back, Mr. Fat Person walking down the street. I'm saying that guy there is he's got a bit of a healthy diet because he's got really greasy hair. And is really overweight. So I can tell you that on a lot of people. But apparently you can tell it from different people's, you know, you can tell the whether they've even had corn-fed beef and stuff like that. They can really go down that far. So, yeah. So watch it next time you're out and about. If you've got greasy hair, people are going to know you've been on the kebabs all weekend. If you're on a Monday morning. So keep it washed, keep it clean. And then keep it so you're a little bit incognito. If you are eating unhealthy, you gotta get, you know, you gotta wash it and get the old Head and Shoulders on it. Dandruff as well. You know, dandruff. That's got to be down to people who don't drink a lot of water. I've seen it for me in the past as well. You know, you don't drink a lot of water because your skin gets dry, and then and you're living in like central heating and all that kind of stuff, and you can get dandruff. Not always. Can be loads of other things, but kebabs, you can tell a kebab eater straight off, can't you? 100%. Kebab meat and chips on the way home from the pub. They usually got a bright red face, greasy hair, a fat bright red face, greasy hair, and load of kebab juice down your t-shirt. I'm generalising. I've just made that all up, but. You know, you can tell people who you can tell healthy people a lot of times from their diets. Obviously, a lot of you know fitness people. You can't live on kebabs if you're like a marathon runner and stuff like that. You got to kind. It usually lends itself, doesn't it? People who are always in the pub, people who are always fucking, you know, smoking and just doing all the bad things. They usually eat bad as well, so it's like goes hand in hand. Anyway, let's get off that. I'm not your fucking teacher. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. You're probably somebody's sitting there now with a kebab, listening to this, going, "This guy, I'm turn this fucker off. I'm sick of hearing him. He's like putting me off my food." Dame Shirley Bassey was once told to think about willies while recording Diamonds Are Forever. I've not even read that. Why? The Welsh diva, now 83, struggled with the track for the movie star starring Sean Connery. And someone told her to think about, think of the male member to get in the mood. Think of the diamond as a penis. And after that, she sang it with real conviction. So she was obviously like gagging for, you know, a little. Diamonds Are Forever. So they changed the diamonds to penis. Penises Are Forever. So she was like gagging for it and right up for it when she was singing. Now I wonder if Sean Connery got in James Bond with Dame Shirley Bassey. Penises Are Forever. That's funny. So yeah, I wonder what other ones you could do. Man with the Golden Gun. Man with the Golden Penis. There you go. Dr. No. Dr. Penis. What other ones are there? Quantum of Solace. Quantum of Penis. You could do it all. You can add penis into all of them. What other ones did Roger Moore do? Octopussy. Octopussy and Penis. That would have been a good one. Octopussy. That's. There must have been. Was there a man singing that one? He must have been thinking, yeah, pussy, pussy, pussy. Or maybe it was the woman who sang it and she's still thinking pussy pussy because, you know, we're liberal. Anything goes these days. A Johnny Depp lookalike impersonator's bookings have plummeted as the star battles with his ex-wife in court. He reckons it's cost him £10,000. He charges £500 an hour. I'm fucking brassic and this guy's charging £500 an hour to look like Johnny Depp. Just to turn up at fucking parties looking like Johnny Depp. It's a good job and a shit job, isn't it? That'd be like to look like somebody and that'd be your job, just to look like somebody. But, you know, imagine turning up to a party and everybody wants the photo with you, but you're not really him. So you're like a B-movie version of him, a Z-list version of him. Everyone's pissed and they're just like harassing you and wanting the photo. Be really annoying, but at the same time, it's 500 quid, isn't it? So at £500 for an hour. That's ridiculous. I don't think I've ever earned that money. That's, you know, maybe I should try and look like somebody. Yeah, these are one how to get you on the podcast. Tell me what who I look like, who I can be the lookalike of, and go and earn £500 an hour. But yeah, it's good. If he does look like him as well, I've got to give him that. It's just like the. But then again, he's dressed like Jack Sparrow. If you dress me up like Jack Sparrow, I'd look like him. You ever seen Stars in Their Eyes? Stars in Their Eyes is brilliant. They used to go in, someone would be standing there and they're going to sing a song and you don't know who they're going to sing the song by. And then they're chatting there and like he's going, right, Matthew, what's his name? Matthew Kelly, the presenter. And it'd be somebody, like you would never guess looking at them who they're going to be. And he would go, right, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be singing. And I'll be like Billy Idol or something like that. And he'd look nothing like Billy Idol. And then he'd go into the room, the doors would open, he'd go behind, come back out in the smoke, and he'd be like a dead ringer for Billy Idol. Absolutely spitting image. Fucking bang on. You'd think it was him because of the makeup and all that that they do. Come out looking like him. So, and this guy's got the Jack Sparrow down, but if I had all that on, the pirate's hat and the long hair and all that, I'd look like fucking Jack Sparrow. Maybe I should start doing that. I'm going to be Jack Sparrow. I'm going to be sitting here tomorrow just as Jack Sparrow and you can tell me whether I look like him or not. What we're doing, one in five of us skip breakfast. This is not the greasy air kebab eaters. Maybe they do if they feel ill in the morning. But one in five of us skip breakfast and do not eat until midday. And then they're the ones who are moody at work. They're the ones who are always miserable at work because they keep missing breakfast. So there you go. If you're miserable at work and wonder why you hate your job, think about it. Do you eat breakfast? Maybe you should have some Tony the Tigers. Maybe that'd cheer you up. Or some crack. Was it crack? I was going to say crack, sack and wax then. Crack, sack and back wax. But I'm not about. What's the Rice Krispies? Oh, fucking hell. Crack, bang, wallop. Something like that. Or is that like sex with your neighbour? Crack, bang, wallop. Pop, crack. Oh, you know what it is. Rice Krispies anyway. So yeah, but Tony the Tiger, or maybe some Honey Monster. What's his name? Sugar Puffs. Get your breakfast, it might cheer you up. Looking at the box, I think the box is what cheers you up, isn't it? You're looking at the nice, you know, the big smile on the Tony the Tiger's face. You'll have no teeth left if you eat that, because them Frosties, they're just fucking sugar. Anyway, so yeah, if you're miserable at work, Eat your leftover kebab, maybe that'll cheer you up. You're going to get greasy hair, though. We all know what happens. We know now. People can tell looking at you. Your greasy foods. What was I going to do? A factory worker won a harassment claim after jealous colleagues put poo in her lunchbox and peed in her boots. I ain't surprised. That's a bit fucking up. You know, what factory was it? Not Amazon, I hope. Although fucking that kind of shit goes. I've heard of them stories of Amazon where he's having to wear nappies because they won't let him go to the toilet. I tell you what, I would just tell him to fucking piss right off, right there and then. I don't care how skint I am. No one's going to fucking put a nappy on me and make me work. No chance. I've got one sitting on here to do this podcast because I'm desperate, but that's my choice. No, I'm only joking. Of course I'm not. Am I joking? You can only see me from the waist up on the video. But yeah, but that's... Why would anybody let anybody tell him to wear a fucking nappy? I know you might be skint, but fuck me. You got to tell him to do one. I'm taking a piss. I'll piss all over the parcels if you want, but I'm having a piss and it's going to be outside of my trousers, not inside my trousers. Mark my words. Mark my piss all over your... I've been marking my territory all over the Amazon, all the books. Well, yes, yeah, some colleagues put poo in a lunchbox and peed in the boots. How much did she win? I hope she got a fucking shitload. They're not telling how much, yeah, but she won a lot anyway. Good. Compensation has not been announced, but she's going to be thousands of pounds in, so good on her. You can't put up with that. Right, last one. I told you it's going to be short today because my battery's going. Testing of sewage for signs of coronavirus as part of efforts to give a head start where outbreaks will occur has been taking place across England. So they're testing sewers. They're testing, like, they can find out a lot from your poo as well, can't they, from your shit. So in the sewage, they can tell you what's going on with coronavirus. That means that you can catch coronavirus from fucking out of people's arses then, surely. Because if coronavirus is in the sewer, surely it's coming out of fucking people's arses on the tube and all that kind of stuff. So everybody's walking around with a mask on. Anybody farts on the tube, coronavirus cloud going, but luckily you've got the mask on, I suppose. But yeah, surely it must be. But anyway, so they're checking the sewage to give signs so they can work it out. They find anything in here, don't they? They'll probably go, yeah, a lot of kebab eaters down here, definitely. The fucking stink of it down this one. It's terrible. And also, loads of cocaine users, 100% full of cocaine and kebabs. That's what we got down here. No champagne because we're in fucking Huddersfield. But it's really bad cocaine and fucking kebabs, big time. Right. Not down my toilet, of course. The only things down my toilet are, diamonds and, Dom Perignon, of course. Right, anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I've got to move on. I actually do need to use the toilet. There you go, I broke the fourth wall again. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now, bye.